I think we might have time, David, for one more call. Let's see if we can start this next question.
Okay, our next caller is James in Louisville, Kentucky. He's listening to us on WSOH. Just as quickly as you can, James, what is your comment or question tonight?
Okay, this question is kind of a hard one, so you might have to take a break first.
Well, let's get started on it.
Okay, we were studying the other night about the false miracles that Satan was going to be performing in the end times.
Uh-huh.
And we come across about where Satan can impose affliction on people and then take it away, and seem like he performed the miracle. Well, then we came across the chapter where Jesus in Matthew 12:22,
yes,
about Jesus and Beelzebub.
Uh-huh.
I was wanting to know what exactly what he was meaning by that, like Satan can't cast out Satan.
Yeah, let me read this to our friends. I think we have just a few minutes to read the scripture. It says in Matthew 12:25, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, that means the king of flies, by whom, that was another name for the devil, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. You know, you've asked a very good question. If Satan casts out Satan, then what are we going to do? I have an answer for you. Stay with us, okay? And all of our friends listening, don't go away. We'll be back with more Bible answers, and you can call us 1-800-GOD-SAYS. Be right back. Thank you, friends. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Bible Answers Live, and this is a live call-in Bible answer program. You can participate by dialing this number, 800. It's a free phone call. 800-GOD-SAYS. We get our answers from the Bible. That's 463-7297. And we've been talking to James. And James, you still with us there?
Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me.
Yeah.
James had a good question. It seems that Satan is going to impersonate Christ in the last days, and we believe that thoroughly. And he may, in order to convince people that he's Christ, he may even do the illusion of making someone sick and then remove the sickness and make it appear that he has cast out the devil. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, if Satan casts out Satan, his kingdom cannot stand. Now, was Jesus saying that Satan cannot cast out Satan, or was Jesus saying, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? Or was Jesus saying, if Satan does cast out Satan, his kingdom will not stand? See, I think that Christ is telling us that Satan's kingdom is doomed. He's going to attempt to convince us that he is Christ by casting himself out. But where there's division in the ranks, there cannot be success. You can talk into the microphone, David. David's whispering to me, but I'll let him talk. Go ahead.
Okay, James, I was just going to point out also that Jesus was using this logic to show that it would be foolish for him to be casting out demons in the name of Satan, because he would be working against his own kingdom if that were the case. And so obviously he was not casting out Satan in the name of Satan, but in the name of God.
That's right. And that, of course, is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit when you start attributing to God's Spirit the devil's attributes.
So in a sense, like the... Like there are certain miracle workers today who are claiming to cast out Satan in the name of God. So are they, in a sense, blaspheming God?
Well, some of them could be. Of course, there's, you know, some, I believe that God still does perform miracles, and I don't want to make a broad, sweeping, general statement that everybody who's casting out devils is from the devil.
Right.
But I believe that Satan does create illusions for the purpose of deceiving. That statement there in Matthew 12 was never intended to say that Satan will not masquerade as an angel of light, because the Bible says in, I believe it's 2 Corinthians, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light for the purpose of deceiving.
Right.
And so that's been... Now, let me give you an example in the Bible. Moses cast down his serpent to prove the power of God. Well, then the Pharaoh claps his hands, and the magicians of the Pharaoh come in, they cast down their rods. They try to prove they're working for God, too, by using the very same miracle, but they're working for the devil. And the nice thing is, of course, that Moses' snake ate their snake. So we know which one had the power.
Right.
Well, thanks so much, James. Good question. I hope we've been some help for you.